If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
All right, guys, welcome to Always Hungry from iHeartRadio. My name is Bobby Flay, and I'm here with my daughter and co-host.
I'm Sophie Flay.
And on Always Hungry, Sophie and I gather around my stove to cook together.
Well, you cook, I ask the questions and eat the food.
If there's any food left, we come to the table together to share a meal, connect as a family, and tell the stories that matter to us.
Okay, so we're talking about retro cocktails, and I think that, like, one of the things that's happened over the last decade or so is, like, we've seen, you know, craft cocktails kind of sweep the nation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was in Rome, like, I think you were just born. It must have been 25 years ago. And I was in this hotel called the Hotel de Russie in Rome, which is a really beautiful hotel. And I was at the bar, and I was like, what is this guy doing? And he had, like, all these amazing, like, you know, fresh herbs and all these beautiful fruits behind the bar. It was, like, something that we hadn't really seen in America yet.
Mm.
And they were making all these really beautiful handcrafted cocktails. And, like, the guy, the bartender was literally sort of acting like a chef, you know, behind the bar. And, you know, creating all these beautiful cocktails and, like, saying, like, what kind of liquor do you like? I can make you something special, whatever. And I remember thinking to myself, like, we're behind the times in the United States. And then sure enough, like, very quickly after that, you know, craft cocktails started sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
And like any good thing, it got overdone,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. And we wound up with a lot of, you know, I would say questionable mixtures of cocktails. Lots of things that were very just kind of sweet and cloying and, you know. But what it did was it created a really great cocktail culture in the restaurant and hotel business in the United States, and it made it a lot more interesting. So, like, you needed, if you wanted to have a successful restaurant, you need a cocktail list.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just serve, like, gin and tonics and martinis.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, you had to have, like, you know, handcrafted cocktails that basically you created for the restaurant itself.
Right.
And so, you know, we did that in all of our restaurants as well. What's happening now, especially in sort of classic cuisine restaurants, like at Amalfi, we've created a couple of cocktails, but we're really making like classic Italian cocktails, mm-hmm. you know, that have been around for, you know, decades and decades.
Like what?
Negroni. Mm-hmm. You know, it's made a comeback. So a Negroni is a very, very simple cocktail. It's simple because it's three equal parts is the classic recipe. So it's gin, Campari, or some kind of bitter like that. We use something called Cappelletti, which is a little bit smoother than Campari. And then some vermouth. Hmm. And it's equal parts. You serve it on ice. Boom, that's it. One of my favorite cocktails is something called a Spagliato, which literally means mistake in Italian. Hmm. And it was because a bartender made a mistake making a Negroni. And instead of using gin, he used Prosecco, sparkling wine. Oh. So I drink those all the time. Hmm. When I'm in Italy, I drink Spagliatos, or if I'm in an Italian restaurant, like I love a Negroni or a Spagliato. Mm-hmm. I think that they're really terrific. And then, you know, the world of spritzes has exploded over the last 5 years.
I love a spritz.
But, you know, Aperol is something that was created like in the 20s or even in the teens, mm-hmm. 19-something, like 100 years ago. And, you know, the Aperol Spritz, it's not a new cocktail.
Right.
It's something that's come back.
Right.
Which is just, you know, it was big in the 50s, the Aperol Spritz. And now it's back. And I think a lot of these 50s cocktails are what people are going to be drinking in 2022.
I was, this summer, which I had never had before, I was drinking a lot of Lillet Spritzes.
Lillet.
Oh, okay. Lillet Spritzes.
Yeah, it's a fortified wine.
It's good.
And do they serve like a big orange?
Slice in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So good.
Interesting. Lillet. That's a summer drink that could really make a huge splash. Mm-hmm. That could be the next, you know, Aperol.
Right. They were so good.
You're drinking Lillet spritzes?
Yeah. By the pool, during the day.
And then there's like sours, right? Mm-hmm. Like Amaretto sour that we're making today.
Yeah.
You know, basically... I love those kinds of drinks because they're not too sweet. They have a sweet side of them, mm-hmm. but there's an edge because of the fresh lemon juice. I think an Amaretto Sour, it's not something I've really had to drink before.
I forget who it was, but someone showed me them at the racetrack. Someone, like one of your friends showed me them at the racetrack.
Shocking.
And I've been drinking them ever since. They're so good.
Like I was saying before, like we had one as an aperitif before, like we were waiting for the Uber to come.
Yeah.
To go to dinner, and it was just like, it's a really kind of nice, it's like refreshing and fun to drink.
Yeah.
You know? You know, and things like Tom Collins, which is also kind of like a sour.
I don't know what that is.
Tom Collins is a classic. It's gin, lemon juice, a little simple syrup, and club soda. Mm. So it has a little effervescence to it. That's a very, very classic drink as well. Then, you know, an old-fashioned bourbon or some sort of whiskey, bitters and sugar. Again, a very classic. Then there's something called a Sazerac, which is sort of New Orleans version of that, which I love that.
Yeah,
I just love
too.
The name of it.
Yeah, same.
But it's a very, very New Orleans cocktail. I think one of the first drinks I ever had when I was like, you know, probably, I was with my parents. We were at like some Easter brunch or something. I was probably too young to really be drinking. But my parents let me have a cocktail. It was a Brandy Alexander.
What is that?
Oh, my God. So a Brandy Alexander is like cognac, creme de coco. You know what that is?
No.
It's like chocolate liqueur, creme de coco, and cream. It's basically, and I think it has like either cinnamon or nutmeg on top, sprinkled on top. Mm. It's like a dessert cocktail, the Brandy Alexander. Those are going to come back.
You
for
were
sure.
definitely with grandma on that one.
Oh, for sure. One of my favorite cocktails is a French 75.
Oh, yeah, really good.
And so that's gin, lemon, and it's topped off with champagne. Mm-hmm. At Bar American, we used to do a Kentucky 75. Mm. So we used to use, you know, bourbon, lemon, and champagne. Delicious.
Do you consider like a mint julep a retro cocktail?
Yes, for sure. But, you know, that cocktail has history in terms of, you know, it has its own holiday, the Kentucky Derby, the first Saturday in May. That's when people drink them.
Right.
I make, if I'm at the Derby or if I'm watching the Derby, I always have one right before post time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's simple syrup, mint, and bourbon. I mean, you can't drink seven of those.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Cannot. But what we do is we make bourbon cocktails like with ginger in it. So it kind of like ginger and ginger ale or ginger beer. So that kind of dilutes the bourbon a little bit, because you otherwise, a mint julep is basically straight on bourbon with some sugar. It makes it worse, you know? It's a good cocktail. And then the spritz thing is just like taking off all over the place. You know, everybody wants a spritz, a Campari spritz, an Aperol spritz. Mm-hmm. We do something called a Roberto at the at Amalfi, where it's made
with, Roberto.
Yeah, named after yours truly. That's my Italian my secret Italian name.
Yeah.
You know, that's
what's in that?
So it's Chinotto. Chinotto is like a sour orange soda
that you love.
That I love. It's in, you know, it's Italian. And we make a spritz with that. Mm-hmm. It's really, really good. Not that many people order, because they're ordering Aperol or Campari spritzes, basically. But and then, you know what a Cuba Libre is?
No.
Oh my God, this is a great cocktail. So it's rum, Coca-Cola, and lime juice.
Oh, yum. I love rum.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rum needs to have its moment.
Yeah. I also love gimlets. Vodka gimlet.
Yeah, vodka gimlet is good.
I don't drink gin that much.
I used to drink gin gimlets. Mm. It's basically like, you know, lime juice, simple syrup, and gin. Good drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gimlets are definitely... I think next summer, the Pimm's Cup is going to be the cocktail.
I love a Pimm's Cup.
So it's like a gin-based liquor, but, you know, it's British. And it has ginger ale, cucumber slice, and a lemon slice.
It's so good.
So I think you can make a really good one if you use a little bit of cucumber, like water, like cucumber juice.
Okay.
You know, just to give it a little bit of that freshness, and then like a fresh ginger ale or syrup or something like that, lemon slices. Pimm's Cup are really great. Very, very refreshing.
Time for a cocktail.
Time for a cocktail.
What are we making here?
We're going to make it an amaretto sour.
So good.
We're talking about retro cocktails. So this thing is coming back strong. I've actually been drinking these a little bit lately. They're so good. So we're going to start with some amaretto.
I love amaretto.
You do?
Yeah. I drink this at the racetrack.
You do?
Yeah.
Some bourbon.
Isn't there sometimes some orange juice in there too?
Lemon. Fresh lemon juice. This is what makes it sour. We made these last night before we went out to dinner as our aperitif cocktail.
See.
Waiting for the Uber. Okay. I'm going to take an egg white. Gives it that sort of frothiness.
Yeah.
And I don't have any simple syrup, but I'm going to take a little bit of this cherry syrup.
Ooh.
See, this is how things get discovered, so. So I'm going to use a cherry as a garniture. And then what I like to do first is I like to shake it dry first so that the egg white gets going a little bit. Then I add the ice.
Oh! Shake it up.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets.
Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
We talked about Spagliato's, then we talked about the Amaretto Sours, which I think this is, I'm telling you, the Amaretto Sour is going to be the runaway.
So good.
How about the fact that espresso martinis have literally like come back like a vengeance?
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
I love an espresso martini.
You do?
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah.
We make a really good one at Amalfi. Let me tell you what's in it. Also, we're making Mezcal Negronis there, which are so good.
So good.
So the espresso martini that we make is vodka, coffee liqueur. We put a little pinch of coconut liqueur. You can't taste it, but it does some rounding out. A little bit of agave, a shot of espresso. So we make the espresso to order when you order one. And then a couple of dashes of chocolate bitters.
Mm.
Many people have told me that the best espresso martini they've ever had is at Amalfi.
Oh, hey.
How do you feel about
that? It's a good review. I agree. It's so good. What about like a Paloma? Is that retro or no?
It is retro, actually.
Hmm.
Paloma is definitely retro. Paloma is classically it's a grapefruit soda and tequila.
Yeah.
But now, you know, they're using obviously fresh grapefruit juice,
mm-hmm.
which is so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a grapefruit margarita, basically.
I drink those a lot.
See, I like the idea of making a margarita, whatever the margarita is, and then like a splash of mezcal on top.
Oh.
Well, first of all, you get drunk quicker. But secondly, like I like the crispness of like silver tequila in a margarita and like a little bit of that smokiness
mm-hmm.
as a backsplash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Otherwise, it just feels like a lot. You know, like the mezcal can be very smoky.
Yeah, I like that though. I like that a lot.
Have you had a mezcal Negroni?
I don't think so.
It's so good.
I had, at Horses the other day, she made mezcal and like a shooter almost, like mezcal and Montenegro.
Yeah.
It was good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's happening. We went to two places last night. Both places on their cocktail list had Lambrusco. You know what Lambrusco is?
No.
It's sparkling red wine.
What?
Yes. It's sparkling red wine. It's usually like...
In a cocktail or just alone?
Lambrusco is not always thought of as like the highest end ingredient, but it's cool. It has like this effervescence to it. And it's got a little sweetness to it. And it was a Spagliato Rosso. So they were making a Spagliato Rosso, but instead of Prosecco, it was Lambrusco. Mm. So it was the sparkling red wine instead of Prosecco. Mm. And then we went to Mother Wolf, and Christina had a Spagliato. Yeah, basically that's going to be the thing.
Mm.
Lambrusco is going to like be a thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
So you drink it in a cocktail?
Yes.
How do you spell that?
Lambrusco?
Yeah.
A-L-A-M-B-R-U-S-C-O.
Hmm. Interesting.
What does it say?
I'm just looking at these bottles. It's not expensive.
No, I told you that.
Yeah.
It's not like a high-end liquor.
Really interesting. Lambrusco spritz.
Yeah.
That's like the next thing that comes up.
Right.
Mmm.
Anything effervescent.
Spiced cherry Lambrusco spritz. Okay. I'll have to try that one out. I've maybe had a Cosmo once.
So a Cosmopolitan is citrus vodka, orange liqueur, and cranberry.
Does anyone order those anymore?
They're back.
You think?
Yeah, because this new Sex and the City is back. They ushered in the Cosmo.
Yeah, they really did. I haven't seen anyone order an Appletini recently either.
No. They're not coming back anytime soon.
No.
They're too green.
They're so scary looking, yeah.
that apple liqueur, that green apple liqueur.
It's like a Halloween drink.
No, it's definitely not happening.
Oh.
Are you a beer drinker?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I like Coronas. I definitely like Coronas, Modelos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had one the other day. Remember, we had some sort of Corona-esque beer.
Modelo?
No. You and I hadn't heard of it.
Oh, Corona-esque beer.
Yeah.
It was something, was it Mexican?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was good. I like that.
Yeah.
You're not really a beer drinker.
In certain circumstances, it's got to be a very hot day. I like drinking beer at like a baseball game or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like maybe even watching a game like in the middle of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But like if I'm going to be like by the pool, I'm probably not going to drink beer. I'm going to drink like a glass of rosé or a spritz or something like that.
Is a Bloody Mary a retro cocktail?
No, I mean, no, it's just been around forever. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Yeah.
That's the one thing about a Bloody Mary is it hasn't gone out of favor anywhere.
What about a Michelada? Do you like that?
Michelada.
Michelada.
Yeah, I do. I do like Michelada. I think my thing is like Spagliato's, mm-hmm. and I think I'm going to bring the Pimm's Cup back strong.
Okay.
I kind of love that idea.
On your menus? Or just in
just
personal
life?
Just in my life.
Just... In my life.
I know. Pimm's Cups are so good.
I mean, you know, the ginger ale, the cucumber, and the lemon, and, you know, it's a gin-based cocktail. I think it's good.
Is a Bellini a retro cocktail?
I think so, yeah. That's a good cocktail. We mm-hmm. serve a lot of Bellinis at Amalfi.
Mm-hmm.
At first, we weren't selling a lot, but now we are.
Really? What's the most popular drink there?
I think the limonada.
What's that?
The limonada is, like, basically our lemon version of a mojito, because lemons are very, very important to... Mm. To the Amalfi Coast. So it's white rum, it's lemon-flavored Pellegrino water, lemon wedges and mint, and a little simple syrup.
Oh, sounds so good.
It's very refreshing. It's a great summer cocktail. And then, you know, we serve a lot of Negronis, we serve a lot of Mezcal Negronis, and we serve a lot of spritzes. Mm. The Amalfi Spritz, you know, is like, you know, it's the Cappelletti, which is kind of the Campari version. And then some Spumante Brut, which is like, you know, a sparkling wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then some club soda.
Mm.
It's really simple. Good. And then I'm going to strain it out into a glass.
Use the spoon.
Get a couple of cherries here.
Nice.
Nice Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Psycho. Pretty, Dad. I like these little cocktail glasses. Thank you.
They're very retro, too. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, so good.
Too sweet?
No.
Good?
Really good.
I like the cherry juice in there.
You used the...
The cherry syrup.
What were you supposed to use?
Simple syrup.
Oh. I like this better, I think.
It's got, like, a lot more flavor. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, but I like that.
Amaretto.
Sick.
Amaretto di Serrano.
Always Hungry is created by Bobby Flay and Sophie Flay.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Always Hungry is produced, edited, and mixed by Jonathan Haas-Dressler.
Always Hungry is engineered by Sophie Flay. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better, your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
NFL Plus Premium is your ticket to the NFL offseason.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all your favorite offseason coverage and stream exclusive content from the NFL Draft, training camp, free agency, and more. Relive the biggest plays from the season with full and condensed game replays.
He's in! Touchdown!
Plus, stay connected with 24/7 football news and coverage on NFL Network. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.